said Medium Dave. I don't know. I always had my head under the pillow. Anyway, it's just something from when I was a kid, all right. Our dad got rid of it in the finish, burned it, and I watched. They mentally shook themselves, as people do when their minds emerge back into the light. It's like me in the dark, said Cat's Eye. Oh, don't you start, said Medium Dave. Anyway, you ain't afraid of the dark. You're famed for it. I've been working with you in all kinds of cellars and stuff. I mean, that's how you got your name, Cat's Eye. Sees like a cat. Yeah, well, you try and make up for it, don't you? Said Cat's Eye. Because when you're grown, you know, it's just shadows and stuff. Besides, it ain't like the dark we used to have in the cellar. Oh, they had a special kind of dark when you was a lad, did they? Said Medium Dave. Not like the kind of dark you get these days, hm? Sarcasm didn't work. No, said Cat's Eye simply. It wasn't. In our cellar it wasn't. Our mam used to wallop us if we went down to the cellar, said Medium Dave. She had a still down there. Yeah, said Cat's Eye from somewhere far off. Well, our dad used to wallop us if we tried to get out. Now shut up talking about it. They reached the bottom of the stairs. There was an absence of anybody, and any body. He couldn't have survived that, could he? Said Medium Dave. I saw him as he went past, said Cat's Eye. Necks aren't supposed to bend that way. He squinted upwards. Who's that moving up there? How are their necks moving? Quavered Chicken Wire. Split up, said Medium Dave. And this time, all take a stairway. Then they can't come back down. Who are they? Why are they here? Why are we here? Said Peachy. He started and looked behind him. Taking our money after us putting up with him? Yeah, said Peachy, distantly trailing after the others. Do you hear that noise just then?
What noise?
Sort of clipping, snipping.
No, you must have imagined it.
Peachy nodded miserably. As he walked up the stairs, little shadows raced through the stone and followed his feet. Susan darted off the stairs and dragged the Ogod along a corridor lined with white doors.
I think they saw us, she said, and if they're tooth fairies, there's been a really stupid equal opportunities policy.
She pushed open a door. There were no windows to the room, but it was lit perfectly well by the walls themselves. Down the middle of the room was something like a display case, its lid gaping open. Bits of card littered the floor. She reached down and picked one up and read, Thomas Ague, aged 4 and nearly 3/4, 9 Castle View, Stow Lat. The writing was in a meticulous rounded script. She crossed the passage to another room, where there was the same scene of devastation. So now we know where the teeth were, she said. They must have taken them out of everywhere and carried them downstairs.
What for?
She sighed. It's such old magic, it isn't even magic anymore, she said. If you've got a piece of someone's hair, or a nail clipping, or a tooth, you can control them. The Ogod tried to focus.
That heap's controlling millions of children?
Yes. Adults too, by now.
And you could make them think things and do things?
She nodded.
Yes.
You could get them to open Dad's wallet and post the contents to some address?
Well, I hadn't thought of that, but yes, I suppose you could.
Or go downstairs and smash all the bottles in the drinks cabinet and promise never to take a drink when they grow up, said the Ogod, hopefully.
What are you talking about?
It's all right for you. You don't wake up every morning and see your whole life flush before your eyes.
Medium Dave and Cat's Eye ran down the passage and stopped where it forked.
You go that way, I'll...
Why don't we stick together? Said Cat's Eye.
What's got into everyone? I saw you bite the throats out of a couple of guard dogs when we did that job in Quirm. Want me to hold your hand?
You check the doors down there. I'll check them along here.
He walked off. Cat's Eye peered down the other passage. There weren't many doors down there. It wasn't very long, and as Tea Time had said, there was nothing dangerous here that they hadn't brought with them. He heard voices coming from a doorway and sagged with relief. He could deal with humans. As he approached, a sound made him look round. Shadows were racing down the passage behind him. They cascaded down the walls and flowed over the ceiling. Where shadows met, they became darker. And darker. And rose and leapt.
What was that? Said Susan.
Sounded like the start of a scream, said Bilious.
Susan threw open the door. There was no one outside. There was movement, though.
She saw a patch of darkness in the corner of a wall,